Stakeholders whose business involve the use of plastics have agreed on recommendations compiled 5 years ago to deal with the menace of disposal in the country. The recommendations include renewing and enforcing regulations on waste management, introducing reusable, environmentally friendly plastic products, and building institutional capacity to deal with plastic waste. Minister of Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation, Mahama Ayariga, at a meeting with DCEs and plastic manufacturing business owners in Accra, said outright ban on plastic containers will be an option after other measures to address the issue fail. Joyce Dechi has more.
The conference room of the Ministry of Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation was too small to accommodate the stakeholders, which included DCEs from the Accra Metropolis, sachet water producers, plastic recycling companies and environmental civil society organizations. The meeting was convened after a statement by President John Mahama on possible ban of plastics if the menace is not managed. A report compiled in 2010 made recommendations on how other countries have addressed similar problems with the country's challenges in contest. Mahama Ayariga mentioned some of the recommendations.
Cultivate a culture of waste separation at source nationwide through public education and sensitization. Upgrade capacity of waste recycling plants in Ghana. Encourage both joint private and state and private investments in recycling and waste to energy industry in Ghana. Establish plastic waste collection points in all communities, districts and constituencies. Establish a garbage and plastic collection dumping sites. Establish community waste sanitation tribunals equipped with requisite legal tools to regulate plastic dumping.
The recommendations that time proposed a ban on plastics 60 microns and below, including water sachets and black plastic bags, but this is being reviewed. Stakeholders were unanimous that it is management of the product's usage that is the problem and not the manufacturers. References were made of developed countries that use more plastics with no waste problems. The director of EnviroPlus Company Limited, a plastic recycling company, Adam Kese, suggested the encouragement of plastic capped water to encourage its recycling, which has a high value on the international market. He said recycling of such plastics is used in road construction and the textile industry. The national president of the Association of Sachet Water Producers, Magnus Munu, called for the utilization of the tax on plastic importation.
We passed a law that was in 2011 that all plastics that enter into the country must attract 10%. We call it environmental tax, which has been done since 2011, and we are in 2015. So you can imagine the amount of money that's piled out. Unfortunately, we keep hearing that that fund is going to the consolidated fund. It's so difficult to get the money, and that's what we've been pushing. I personally, last December, I presented the bill to the then minister, and nothing seems to be happening.
Attitude now changed towards disposing of plastics, sorting of garbage by waste collectors, and the provision of places of convenience were also emphasized as measures to address the plastic menace.
Joyce Dechi reporting.